So, first question is that if mother would not allow a child to eat mud and would not keep mud nearby also, so why is it that Krishna keeps lust so easily and widely accessible for us? Well, it's not that Krishna is doing it, it's the way the material world is constituted. So there are two ways of looking at the material world. One is that we could say everything is happening under Krishna's arrangement. But the other is that the material world is having its own governing principles. Say, for example, in today's world, if sensual images are there everywhere, now is this Krishna's arrangement? No, maybe even a few hundred years ago, few, not 100, few decades ago, it was not like that. So we can't ascribe human doings as God's arrangement. So the excessive sensuality that is there in the world today, that was not there even a few decades ago. In many ways, it's unprecedented in human history. Especially with our devices giving us access everywhere, it's unprecedented, definitely. Having said that, it is true still that overall sensuality is much more easily accessible than spirituality. No doubt about it. And that has always been the case. And the reason for that is that this world is a place primarily to facilitate the fulfillment of the desires of the souls. So in the Vishnu Sahasranam, one of the names of Vishnu is Kama Kamada. He is the giver of desire. Baldev Devdasan translates those names in different ways. He says, he is the giver of desire and he is the fulfiller of desire. Now we say, why should the Lord give us desire? Now when he says he is the giver of desire, means that actually speaking, every desire which pops up inside us and then a desirable object that is there outside, ultimately we choose that desire. So life is like a multiple choice exam. And in the multiple choice exam, the knowledge of the correct answer is given by the teacher in the normal classroom, and the exam with all the wrong options are also given by the teacher. But it is the student who has to assimilate during the studies and then apply during the exam and take the right option. And in any multiple choice exam, the number of wrong options will always be more than the number of right options. So similarly, in the world, sensuality will be much more widespread than spirituality. And as I said, another reason for that is that because the world reflects the kind of desires people have. Say, now I'm saying, I just mentioned that, say, as compared to 3-4 decades ago, the amount of explicit sensuality in the world today is much more. Why is that? That's because of, at one level, people's desires. People were always sensual, you could say, but so brazenly or explicitly sensual, that is happening in recent times. So, because in general in the world, people are more materialistic. So, material desires and the pathways to fulfill those material desires are more easily available. And it's not that all lust is bad. Krishna also says, dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamos nivartarshama. So, if we understand that it's also God's arrangement for procreation, then we see that that is also not necessarily a bad thing. It's an arrangement through which procreation happens. And it is only when we artificially separate the pleasure from the procreation and seek only the pleasure, that's when we go against nature. So, Krishna's purpose is, see, there is a love that guards and there is a love that guides. Both are loves. But, you know, the love that guards has to end at some time. If parents are very overprotective of their children, and then eventually the parents are not going to be there all the time. If for every small problem, the child runs to the mother. Say the child is playing with someone, and another child pushes the child. And the child starts crying and runs to the mother. Then the mother may intervene, but how long can the mother keep intervening or the father keep intervening? The child grows up, the child has to stand up for oneself. So there is a love that guards. There is a time definitely when we have to guard. But then there is also the love that guides. that you don't guard, you face life, I'll guide you how to face life. So for most of us in the material world, Krishna's love is the love that guides. The material world is a place where there are temptations. And to some extent, if we live in a sattvic or a spiritual environment, the temptations can be lesser. But ultimately, it is the love that guides. So if we regularly hear scripture, regularly connect with Krishna, then that message of Krishna will permeate into our consciousness and it will arise within us at the right time so that we will be guided properly. Okay?